from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Now, on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went with them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" And they stood still, looking sad. And then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" And Jesus asked them, "What things?" And they replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some of the women of our group astonished us. They were at the tomb early this morning. When they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that he had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then Jesus said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?" Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself and all the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, "Stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is now nearly over." So Jesus went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked to us on the road and while he opened the scriptures to us?" That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered together. And they were saying, "The Lord is risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon." Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread. The Gospel of our Lord. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who surprises us over and over and over again with his goodness and with his grace. May you open our eyes. May our hearts receive your Son each and every day, realizing that life is like a box of chocolates. We never know what we're going to get or where we're going to meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we know as we follow his lead, it will be sweet. It will be wonderful. Continue to strengthen these confirmands as they walk by faith into the glorious light of your grace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Grace to you and peace to you from the one who was and is yet to come. Amen. You may have been wondering, what in the world the class theme "Life is like a box of chocolates"? We have a class, I don't think, full of Forrest Gump fans, but the saying of Forrest Gump has a ring of truth to it. Because in our lives of faith, we never ever know what we are going to get at all at any given time. But once we start to see the grace and the love of God entering into our lives, it becomes sweet. Even those bitter moments, he can wash those away and make them sweet, because we know that the bad stuff doesn't have the last word. The last word is life and hope and salvation and new beginnings. That is the sweetness. We don't know what shape it will take. I know one of the things in my life, my grandma always would give me a huge box of chocolates every Valentine's Day. And I'd be eating along, and then I'd see a huge chocolate. Thought it would be absolutely wonderful. I bit into it, and it was this bitter jelly. I don't know if any of you have had the experience of biting into a chocolate that you were so anticipating would be so filled with wonder, and then we're bitterly disappointed. And life can be like that. But those don't have the last word. In fact, I made a rule to myself, if I bit into a bad chocolate, don't let that have the last word. That was God saying to me, have another one. That's still my rule to this day. However, God has given us something, a guide. And some of the boxes, as you well know, have guides to them. They have guides that show you which one. And I have learned to avoid the ones that say raspberry truffle and go right towards the one that say turtle. Do that. Confirmation students, you have been studying God's word. You've been studying God's promises, and my hope is you will continue. Because it's with that word that even in the bitter stuff, when you have those raspberry truffles, you can read it and be guided to the promised land of God's goodness, God's grace that is for you. And what does the Bible say? What does the Bible promise? The Bible promises that God will be with you. His word will be with you. This morning in church, we talked about a place called Solomon's Temple. And I don't know, have most of you seen Raiders of the Lost Ark? Great movie. If you haven't watched it, watch it. You'll know that this Lost Ark, the Ark of the Covenant, was the one that it was at the very center of the temple. But what was inside of it? Here's what was inside of the Ark. It was the Word of God. The two stone tablets that Moses took down from Mount Sinai that God himself wrote his word on, those were what was in the covenant. And where that was God's presence. That's why they put it in the very center of the temple, knowing that God's word was there. God's instruction was there. God's promises were there. God's guide that would steer us through the raspberry truffles in life and into the freedom of the promised land of turtles. So we know that the center stood God's word. Now that temple is long gone. It's gone 2,000 years ago. However, Jesus has given us something far better. In the Gospel of John, he says, I will build up this temple in 3 days. And people said, what in the world are you talking about, Jesus? How can you build up this temple in 3 days? It took us years to build, decades to build. And Jesus was talking about himself because they would destroy his body, but he would rise up again. So now this temple, the place where people encountered God and stood in the presence of God, was not just in one location. It was wherever Jesus was, wherever his word was. And it is one of those things that is our joy. You as confirmation students, wherever you go, wherever you travel, Jesus is there. You are part of the temple of God where God's presence is. And what is at the center of your lives? Well, just like the Ark of the Covenant stood right there in the middle of the temple, right in the middle of your lives, is my hope and my prayer for you, confirmation students, and for all of us, that God's Word is there every single day. And you'll start to discover that life is like a box of chocolates, full of surprises, but also full of God's goodness in God's grace. In a few moments, you'll be receiving your stoles. And what these are, they're not just fancy things that you wear around for the fun of it. What it is it's a yoke. Now, most of us don't know what yokes are anymore. But you would put them on oxen, and oxen would use these yokes to pull stuff. A better analogy these days would be a backpack, but backpacks would be very inconvenient to walk around with as a pastor. But here's the thing. When I was shopping with my wife for backpacks before she left for India, we went into REI. And what they do there is they have a backpack fitting. Oh, one backpack is the same as any other. But they're not. They're not. Especially REI backpacks that it seemed to be like they're $300 more than any other backpack. But anyways, they have a fitting there in which they have a 100-pound weight that you put in a backpack that they know won't fit you. And it feels like 100 pounds are weighing down on you. But then they find a backpack take that same weight out, fit the backpack to you, and it feels so much lighter. The yoke Jesus gives you, the yoke of serving him in whatever capacity you do with his word at the center, is easy, and you can carry it. You can do it because the yoke of service, you can carry it for a long ways, because that's what he gives to you. Just this last week, two of you went with a group of four of us up to Luther Seminary. I'm so glad they brought out the fact that you do not have to be a pastor to serve God. You do not have to be a pastor to serve God in God's church. Anywhere you go, you are a minister. You carry that word of God. You are the temple with the word of God in the center of your lives, bearing witness of the box of chocolates to other people who need the sweetness of God's gospel with them every single day. So confirmation students, I know you can do this well. You are a class that has so much energy and so much life, and you know what you want. May it take shape in your lives. In fact, I want you to get used to passing out that chocolate, that sweetness of God's grace. At this time, you will receive, confirmation students, you'll receive a box of chocolates right now to pass on to your family, to let them know that life is like a box of chocolates. Rest assured, all these are good, and they're wonderful. We know this. And if you wonder, there's a guide, I suppose, in there. But may you know, as you take each chocolate, as you encounter each one of life's experiences, that there is the sweetness of God's grace. How do we know that? The word of God that we read that hopefully will be at the very, very center of your lives, and may they be lives of goodness and grace. As you get set to go out into the world, may you go out knowing that your God is with you, your God is guiding you, your God is making his promise to dwell in you. You are the temple of God. You are the temple of God, sent out to bear witness to his presence in people's lives in so many ways, using your own talents. Whether you're a pastor, a butcher, a baker, a candlestick maker, whatever you are, know you are doing it, and doing it by God's grace and God's love. May you continue to be strengthened by his grace. May you continue to be lights to the whole world, bearing witness to the box of chocolate that is life in God's kingdom. Amen. Thanks be to God. As you are enjoying the chocolates, let us join together in singing This Little Light of Mine.
This little light of mine.